The Greek word lysi means nature. It's taken from the word philo. I'll spell it because I'm not saying it right. P-H-Y-O. Okay? Which means to give birth, to produce, bring forth, to grow up. Christ lived in us and transformed us into his very own likeness. So you can say, I'm just like Jesus. That's why he imparted his divine nature, nature in you, so you can be like him in his likeness. Is he broke? Is he sick? Is he confused? Is he troubled? Is he weak? Is he grumbling? Can you say yes to any of those things I just said? Well, he departed his nature in you. You got his DNA so you can be in his likeness. If he's not like that, why are you like that? Don't you let anybody impose on you and put something on you and make you go through stuff that's not yours. Live in places you're not supposed to be. Work on jobs you're not supposed to be on. Live with people you're not supposed to be with. Go places somebody forced you to go. And your life is a prison. No! He imparted his nature to you so you could be like him, independent, and do only what he tells you to do. I believe I'm preaching a little bit better than you respond. In Christ, we share with him the divine nature. We will all bear the image of the man from heaven called Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are the body of Christ. Who are we? We are the body of Christ. And we bear, we share the same thing. Fear not, little flock, for your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I'm single-minded. I don't know about you. Are you still unpersuaded? You still going to roam around out there in the world of darkness? Or are you going to come over on the light, in the light, and walk in the light? He's in the light. Are you going to tell and boldly proclaim, I don't care what goes on, I'm all right. All is well in my house. Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to tell everybody, I just don't know what I'm going to do? Are you going to talk like those crazy folks that don't have no covenant? Or are you going to live the life and rejoice? Say, you attack me, I'm going to attack back. Because I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I know God is on the inside of me, and you can't overcome him because he already whipped you. He did it as a man, took everything you had, got the keys of hell and death. Now I know it, you know it, and you take your walk or get to running. Because I'm a healthy, wealthy, strong, overcoming, sword and victorious man. Woman. We are of that kind of people. We're not walking around fearful of what's going to happen. Yes, the world will be destroyed, but we will be continue getting better and better and better. Day after day, after day after day, the outward man perishing, but the inward man is renewed day by day. So as long as I am in this body, I'm going to win. He told me I'll never leave you. So if he'll never leave me, that means I got the winner in me. And I release that ability to make me win through words that come out of my mouth that my heart tells me to speak. And I've taken time to fill my heart with the word of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I helped you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So what are you going to do this week, next week, in days to come? I'm going to stay on the victory side. I said I'm going to stay on the victory side. I'm going to live the life that Christ gave.